This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jack Trammell joins me live in studio. He's with the Blue Ridge Chapter of the Virginia Writers Club, Incorporated. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great.
Happy
Thanks.
Holidays.
Thank you. You too.
So before we talk about this group and then the anthology, and we want to let folks know where they can get that, and we want to let folks know how they can get involved, if they have not yet realized their dream of writing, give us a Jack Trammell 101. Where are you from?
Well,
I noticed you have a Falcons hat on, so you have to tell us about that as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm from Louisa, and I teach over at Randolph-Macon College. I teach sociology, and I heard you mention your son with autism.
Yeah.
And I work with students with disabilities to make sure they get accommodations there. But I also do a lot of research and writing, and so that's what got me involved in the Virginia Writers Club.
Great. And so you're a native of Louisa?
I'm not a native of Louisa. I've been in Louisa about 15 years. I can claim some lineage to Central Virginia, but my family is by and large from Kentucky in the last few generations.
Oh, okay. There you go. So what is the Virginia Writers Club, and specifically the Blue Ridge chapter, and how you got involved?
Well, the Virginia Writers Club, as I understand it, is the oldest organization of its type in the country, and it serves both writers and the public. It's a place where people can come together from various skill levels, from the highly published, highly successful, to the person who has never published anything and just has a dream of writing something and sharing it with others or improving or learning how to write a particular kind of poem or this kind of thing. And the Blue Ridge chapter is centered right here in Charlottesville, Louisa, and some of the surrounding area. And we are by far, member-wise, the largest chapter in the state, and we also have some of the best talent, if I may say so.
So the largest chapter of the oldest organization of its kind in the country.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. So now what exactly is it, and how does it work?
It's a nonprofit. Anybody can join. There's not a criteria that you have to be published or anything like that. Membership is very basic and inexpensive. It's $20 a year. It's $15 for students. And we meet every fourth Wednesday and have writing-related seminars. We have guest speakers, and we do a few social events throughout the year. This anthology that we're going to talk about eventually is actually one of the big projects that the club engages in.
Well, tell us about it. We're talking with Jack Trammell of the Blue Ridge Chapter of the Virginia Writers Club, and the new Blue Ridge Anthology of 2009 has just hit the bookstores.
Yes, this anthology is the second one that the Blue Ridge has put out that I've been associated with, and it is comprised of authors, local authors, both well-known, such as yourself, and in the past issue we've had David Baldacci, George Garrett, we have Sharon Leiter, Hilda Ward, some may know from her local cable television show, but it also consists of many writers who would call themselves amateurs, who just do this for fun and want to be associated with a group, and many of their works appear in this as well. One of the benefits of this is that it does go through a juried type of process, an editing process with a professional editor, Gary Kessler, and it's published by Cedar Creek Publishing. So for many people, this might be their first true publishing credit.
Well, I have to say, this is the first time in this anthology that I have personally, because one of my pieces is in here, but it's the very first time I've ever published any fiction. And it's part of the novel that I've been working on for years. And I was really excited to participate in this because, like I say, I have certainly published some nonfiction for many years, but I've never published any of my fiction, which I've worked on for longer than I've ever written nonfiction. So this was actually really exciting for me personally to participate in this. And I'm looking forward to people getting a hold of it because there's a whole lot in here besides my little thing. I mean, there's all sorts of poems and stories, and a lot of nonfiction as well, and it's all authors here in Central Virginia.
Yes. One of the things, I'm president of the club, so I have the fortune of meeting many of our Blue Ridge chapter members, and our diversity is incredible. We have people who write everything from copy for advertising agencies to people who are well-known poets. For example, I write a column on the Civil War in the Washington Times. We are just incredibly diverse, and that is a strength because we all learn from each other, and we all rejoice in the ups and downs of writing together.
Tell me, we're talking with Jack Trammell of the Blue Ridge chapter of the Virginia Writers Club, and the new 2009 anthology has just hit bookstores. And by the way, we need to let them know it, the website is virginiawritersclub.org. Is that right?
Yes.
virginiawritersclub.org. Where can folks pick this up?
This book will be available this spring at the Festival of the Book, and I would encourage people to look for it there. I also, we can get copies to people now if they email me directly because we're just at the point of releasing this.
So it hasn't hit the bookstores yet?
Not
yet. A little premature, okay.
This is kind of the pre-sales period, but we will have it for the Festival of the Book. And we are hoping to get it in bookstores and have it available like the previous anthology at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com, and places like that.
Very good. But folks can get a copy now by getting in touch with you, and how do they do that?
They can email me at jacktrammell@yahoo.com, and my name has two M's and two L's in it.
So T-R-A-M-M-E-L-L.
That's right.
Jack Trammell, and you can get a copy of the – you can get an advance copy of the Blue Ridge Anthology 2009. And how much is it?
It's $18.
Oh, that's not bad at all because it's huge.
Yes.
I mean, this is hundreds of pages. It's over 300 pages big.
You and I were just talking off air, and I mentioned that it's rich. And by that, I mean that it's one of those books that I like to read slow because you can go through and read a poem or two or read a short story and really think about it and enjoy it. And so it's a book that can last you for a while. It's a great thing to have out on the table.
Yeah, it's sort of like Allison's Vanity Fair. It just sits on the nightstand for
yes.
weeks. and there's always something else you haven't read yet because, you know, there's so much in there. Jack, how does a session or a meeting of the Blue Ridge chapter work? For somebody out there, and I know there's so many people in this town who they have a story they want to tell, but they don't really know what's the first step to take. And they've, you know, there's a lot of older folks who've spent their whole life with the story they want to tell about their family or their experiences, and they're not really quite sure how to get it down and where to start. And it can be intimidating for those who've actually never written. They're really intimidated by the process, and my guess is that this Blue Ridge chapter, you really sort of can help folks get over that first hump and start actually writing.
Absolutely. When I was younger, oh so long ago, and had dreams of writing a best-selling novel, I was sort of a loner. I was a writer with a typewriter in the closet, and I was very secretive about what I was doing. But now in the wisdom of old age, I found, and I don't know that everyone will agree with me, but I believe that writing is a very social activity. It's something that involves people. You have to have a reader in order to share what you write with somebody, and that's a scary thing because once somebody shares with you, you put yourself at risk for criticism or for celebration. And so more and more I realize that there are so many writers out there who just need to plug into a network of other people who are struggling with the same thing they are to try to figure out how to write that first novel, how to get that first poem published. And so this group is a great place to network and to find out that the writer's life is not a loner's life. It's really a human activity that involves a lot of social contact that you benefit from.
Yeah, and that it really is, there really are nuts and bolts to it. I mean, you really can, somebody else can really show you, not your story and the creative stuff that you're going to bring to the table, but just in terms of the learning the nuts and the bolts of how to make an outline and how to get started and how to, you know, I got this idea, but I really don't know where to start with this story. And so many people think they got to start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, just start where your head is at.
Yes.
Start writing where you are in the story and let it take you where it's going to take you. You don't have to start at the beginning.
That's a great point. And many people in the club will encourage you just to write. Even if it's something you don't feel is great, just go ahead and write because there's nothing worse than not writing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because another day will go by and you'll think, gosh, I should have.
Yes.
I really want to do that. It's one of the things.
Yes.
And there's so many people, especially in this town, so many people walking around with a terrific story to tell. And I personally, I could care less if it's a best-selling novel or just tell your story. I mean, that's what we need to do. Just find a way to tell your story and share it with people.
Absolutely. And this club, this organization is a great venue for that. It's a safe place to come out and find out about what you want to do, whether it just be writing more for yourself or actually the pinnacle of being paid to publish something.
Yeah. Jack Trammell is president of the Blue Ridge chapter of the Virginia Writers Club. The new Blue Ridge Anthology 2009 Poetry and Prose by Central Virginia Writers is advanced copies are now available. You can get that from jacktrammell at yahoo.com. And you can also check out the website, virginiawritersclub.org. You mentioned something about the book festival before I let you go. Remind us again, that's always in March at venues throughout Charlottesville and Central Virginia. And y'all will be having a session, I assume, as a part of that.
We are certainly hoping to. I don't think all of the schedule has been finalized yet, but in years past, we have had panels, we've had individual presentations, and we've certainly had book signings and had events where this anthology, the previous edition, was available, and I anticipate the same sort of thing.
There you go. So we'll have more information about that as we get closer to March. And thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people who appreciate everything that you do for that group. You reach a lot of people.
Well, thank you. And I hope to reach even more.
There you go. Jack Trammell with the Blue Ridge Chapter of the Virginia Writers Club. You can learn more online at virginiawritersclub.org. A quick break for local news and weather. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.